This is a CBC podcast.
Happy holidays and welcome to The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando the Moose and the Story Store manager, and this is my assistant,
Gary the Unicorn. Woo ho ho ho.
Yes, thank you, Gary. This is my assistant, Gary, who is
standing under the mistletoe.
Gary, this is not the time for Christmas kisses. A big day is coming, and you should be
dressed up as Rudolph.
No. You should be
wrapped up like a gift.
Gary, stop. Please stop rapping. As I was saying, in the spirit of the approaching holiday season, we have a very special request that we get to play.
Oh, yeah, the answering machine. Why don't you just say so, Mr. Orlando?
Hi, my name is Alice, and I would like to order a story about Santa Claus who goes sick and the thing you have to replace him.
Oh, what a lovely request.
Sealed with a mistletoe kiss. Mwah!
Gary, stop kissing the answering machine, please. And hit the chimes. Our story begins in a laundry room in Saskatchewan.
Oh, geez, fresh laundry. Okay, let's see here. Pants, shirt, underwear, pardon my French, and one sock. Only one sock? Oh, geez, Kurtz, where do all the socks go, eh?
Little did our friend here know that his sock was clutched firmly in the hand of none other than Terry the Sock Fairy, who was just cashing it in, like he did at the end of every shift.
Another sock for the pile.
Let's see here now. Counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Depositing 7 socks. Great work as always, Terry. That puts you at 1,372,000,003 socks total. Another milestone. Here's a souvenir sock to celebrate the achievement.
That's thrilling.
That's right. Terry was the sock fairy, the one that appears in your laundry machine and steals just one sock every single time. Terry was very good at his job.
I'm here on the red carpet at the annual Magic Masters Awards, and we're waiting anxiously for all the biggest names and magical beings. In the meantime, who are you?
Hey, I'm Terry, the Sock Fairy.
Wow. I guess technically that is magic. So what would you say the key to nabbing so many socks is?
Well, it's really quite easy since people don't really pay attention to their laundry. I just kind of go in there and...
Oh, hey, here comes the Tooth Fairy. Hey, Tooth Fairy, right here, Tooth Fairy, hey!
No one notices.
No one did notice Terry, ever. At least that's what it felt like. He longed to be a magical big deal. Someone like the Tooth Fairy, or the biggest of the big, Santa Claus.
Yeah, that would be great. All the smiles instead of scowls. All the adoration, but I guess I'll just stick to what I'm good at. Stealing socks. Terry, Terry, Sock Fairy, sneaking round the house. Terry, Terry, Sock Fairy, quiet as a mouse. Leave your socks unattended. I'm snatching them. You got a favorite pair? Well, good luck matching them. Yes, I'm the boss of missing socks. That's the job I got, but I wouldn't mind trying another type of magic. Would that be so tragic? Like someone who leaves you money, or a nice Easter basket, or goes ho ho ho. All I hear is no, no, no. Why, you're just Terry, Terry, Sock Fairy, stealing all the socks. Why do all these socks go missing? Someone call the cops. All I do is take away, I never get to give. All poor Terry wants to do is live like everyone else. Nah, who cares, whatever. I'll never, All's I'm good at is stealing socks. Everything else can kick rocks. That's it. It's the pits. But someone's gotta do it. I guess it really ain't so bad to be lonely and sad. Yep, it's fine. Just fine.
And so Terry worked. Every day and every night. There was nothing better to do, really. People were literally always doing laundry. He worked every day of the year, even on Christmas Eve.
Okay, Terry, just ignore the fact that it's Christmas and everyone is inside, sleeping happily, waiting for the big guy, dreaming of sugar plums. Meanwhile, you're out stealing stinky socks. Just push all that sadness down. Now, let's see here. Where can I sneak in?
Terry was an expert at getting into houses undetected.
I go in through the vents.
Yes. And as Terry made it into the laundry room, it seemed like it was going to be an easy job until he heard a commotion coming from upstairs.
What in the knee-highs was that?
Terry crept upstairs to take a look, and to his surprise, he saw...
Oh, ho, ho. Oh, no.
Santa was leaning on the Christmas tree.
I think something was wrong with those cookies at the Wilson house. Flying reindeers, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Are you okay there, big fella?
Bah!
Santa was so surprised he lost his balance.
Whoa, no!
Terry looked on in horror as Santa crashed into the Christmas tree.
Oh, no! Santa, it's okay. Terry the Sock Fairy here. We're gonna clean this up.
Who in the...
Terry turned around in horror. A small child stood at the top of the stairs.
Santa, did you knock over the tree like that?
Terry looked over to Santa, but he was gone.
Santa, why are you wearing a hoodie with holes in it?
Terry realized that the child thought he was Santa Claus and had to think quick.
I was just admiring this great tree your family has. Ho, ho, what a great tree. Wow, look at it standing here just like this. Pop, perfect boy, you really are in the Christmas spirit.
Did you bring gifts, Santa? Can I have one now, Santa?
Of course I did, yes. Here, you can have this.
This is my sock.
Yes, and if you're a good little kid, you'll get the other one tomorrow and much, much more. But you have to go back to bed right now.
Are you gonna go back up the chimney?
Yes, of course. Ho, ho, ho. Here I go. Go back to bed now. I'm going up the chimney just like...
To his amazement, Terry flew up the chimney and out onto the roof of the house. Santa had pulled him out.
Rock my socks!
Oh, goodness. Thank you for covering for me, you tiny sock collector.
Well, you didn't leave me much of a choice.
I'm sorry. I've got a terrible case of the cookie burps. I'm not myself tonight. Oh, my stomach feels like it might be a little too jolly, if you catch my drift.
Santa, are you okay?
No. Jingle bells. I don't think I'm gonna make it. Unless...
Santa turned to Terry.
Oh, no.
Yes, you'd be perfect.
No way.
Yes, that's it. Listen to me, Barry.
It's Terry.
Terry, whatever. This is your once-in-a-lifetime chance to do something special. I don't mean to pressure you, but look at this.
Santa pulled out a funny-looking contraption with buttons and lights and antennas. He fiddled with it for a second.
Here we go. This tracks magic levels as people around the world begin waking up on Christmas Day. Look, we're only at 200%.
200%? Oh, that's great, isn't it?
200% is okay. But each year I have to hit a certain magic number on Christmas morning, or else...
Or else what?
Or else Christmas is canceled for good.
What?
That's right, Terry. The boss has been cracking down, thinks I'm too old for the job. Said if I don't make at least 272% magic this year, I have to hang up my sleigh reins. Bye-bye, Christmas.
That's awful.
Don't I know it. Ooh, candy canes, that hurts. But maybe they're right. Maybe I am too old. Maybe Christmas is over. Oh, no, hang on.
Terry looked at Santa, who was fa-la-la-la-lawing over the side of the sleigh. Oh, my goodness. He couldn't let Christmas end. Not now. Not when he had the chance to make the whole world happy.
All right, Santa. I'll give it a shot.
Now, Terry, you can give it more than a shot. You can give it everything you've got. Because you were born to do this, Terry. Say it with me.
I was born to do this.
Louder!
I was born to do this?
Now say it like you mean it.
I was born to do this!
Knock it off out there. I'm trying to get some sleep.
Sorry.
Now get in that sleigh you were born to drive and show me how it's done.
Yes, sir, Santa.
We'll do some practice first.
Okay.
And so Terry and Santa set out together. Santa guiding Terry.
Brr. Oh.
Oh, when he was feeling up to it. And Terry learned all the tricks of the trade.
On Dasher, on Prancer, on Dancer and Vixen.
No. It's on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen.
What is a Prancer anyway?
Just try again, Perry.
Can't I just sing Rudolph? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer!
Oh, no, don't do that. It puts him into turbo mode!
Terry eventually learned how to drive the sleigh, and also how to go down chimneys.
You take a deep breath like this, and then close your eyes.
That's it?
Oh, yes. And you can also hope they don't have a fire going.
Okay, here goes.
Great job! Was there a fire going?
Yes!
Oh.
He even learned about the milk and cookies.
Oh, that's a lot of milk.
Yes, isn't it great?
Yeah.
And little by little, Terry got the hang of things. And he was a natural at gift-giving.
Wow, it's amazing how much better giving things feels rather than taking them away.
No, yes, it's one of the finest feelings there is, Terry. And that's why I got into this line of work, after all.
Yeah, it is pretty fun once you get used to all the milk and cookie weight.
Oh, please, no more cookie talk. Let's check our magic levels here. Oh, still a bit low. Oh, gingerbread. Terry, we've got to do something really special to pull this out.
Ah, Santa, quit your burping. I'm telling you right now, we're going to hit that 272% and Christmas will go on. I'm going to make sure of it.
You mean it, Terry?
I mean it. And that's a Terry the Sock Fairy promise. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer!
And so Terry and Santa took off into the night. Terry determined to make it the most magical Christmas ever.
Santa got sick from some bad cookies. Now it's up to me. Go right down the chimneys. Gotta chug the milk even though it hurts my kidneys. It all depends on me, can't let the big guy down. Santa, this one's for you. On Christmas morning, gonna light the world up, get that magic feeling. On Christmas morning, magic levels going up. That magic feeling.
Terry flew the sleigh, slid down chimneys, chugged milk, and delivered gifts the world over. Everything was happening. Terry was saving Christmas. Soon, there was only one house left, the Chumack house.
Ah, just a slide down the chimney. And put these here. All these kids are gonna love those snow racers. And a nice mug for Mom, a little sweater for Dad. And lastly, but definitely not least, Grandma.
Terry peeked into Santa's sack. It was empty.
Oh, that's weird. Must have fallen out in the sleigh.
Terry zipped back up onto the roof.
Nothing?
There's nothing left. That's it.
Check the magic levels. Maybe we made it.
Santa fiddled with the magic reader.
Oh, it's only 265%.
Was Grandma Chumack on the naughty list or something?
Of course not. No grandma ever has been. And look, the sun is coming up.
Terry didn't know what to do. He felt horrible.
Well, you gave it a good try, Terry. A really good try. But it looks like this year marks the end of Christmas.
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't get it done, Santa. I guess I am only good at one thing. Stealing socks.
That's it, Terry.
You want me to steal your socks? All right, if it'll make you feel better.
No, Terry! What was the one thing you have an abundance of? Socks!
I know, I get it already. I'm only good at stealing socks. You don't have to rub it in.
No, Terry. Socks for Grandma Chumack. That's it. That's her gift.
Yes!
And in the blink of an eye, Terry was down the chimney and placing a pair of freshly laundered socks under the tree for Grandma Chumack. And not a moment too soon.
Wake up, Mom! Wake up, Dad! Wake up, world! It's Christmas Day!
Terry scrambled back up the chimney and into Santa's sleigh, where they watched as the magic level shot all the way up to 300%. And with that, Terry and Santa took off.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good morning!
We're usually done earlier than this.
The Christmas cronies headed back to the North Pole to finish off the post-Christmas paperwork.
Wow! Everything here is so magical, Santa. How could Christmas ever stop?
What? Christmas stopping? Pish posh.
Terry turned around to see an old woman dressed in a beautiful red dress.
Terry, I'd like you to meet Mrs. Claus. She's the boss around here.
Pleasure to meet you, Terry. You know, I heard you helped out my sweet Chris here.
Wait, you're the boss? You were gonna cancel Christmas?
Whatever are you talking about, dear?
Santa said if he didn't get to 272% magic this year, Christmas would be canceled?
Christopher J. Kringle, what is this poppycock?
I may have exaggerated a bit.
Chrissy, you're such a perfectionist. I'm sorry if he put you on the spot, Terry. Santa here loves to beat his record for magic levels every Christmas. I tell him it doesn't matter. The important thing is people celebrating with their families. But he loves to chase records. You know, I think it's because he watched that Michael Jordan documentary so many times.
It's a compelling documentary about a champion.
Oh, fine. Anyways, Terry, thank you so much for helping out Santa and for making this the most magical Christmas ever.
Terry, my boy, I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you.
Thank you, Santa, for teaching me to believe in my own talents and gifts. I can hold my head high now, and I will. Looks like all that's left for me to do is go back to doing what I do best. Stealing socks. Anyone know where the bus station is?
No, Terry, not so fast. Mrs. Claus and I spoke about it, and I think we might have a job for you here at the North Pole, if you want it.
Really?
Of course. And it's in your field of expertise. Head stocking maker.
Oh, hey! Those are just like socks, right?
Great big socks full of magic.
Ah, Terry can get behind that. I finally did it. Learned what it's like to give. I kept my chin up instead of giving in. It's the spirit of Christmas. I hope you feel it too. Even if Santa gets sick, there's magic inside of me and you. May all your holidays be happy. I hope they fill your soul. Just remember your old friend Terry, making stockings way up in the North Pole. Hey, Santa, got any New Year's resolutions?
Ho, 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 ho. Yes. Not to eat any more cookies from the Wilson house.
And?
And I promise to delete the Jordan documentary off my laptop.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Terry. And of course, all the reindeers. Yeah, it's the spirit of Christmas. I hope you feel it too. Just remember there's magic, and the magic is you. The magic is you.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, 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 ho.
And so that is the story of how Terry the Sock Fairy saved Christmas. Sort of. And became the head stocking maker at Santa's workshop in the North Pole. The end.
Oh, my candy cane striped socks. What a story.
Yes, Gary, it was kind of perfect for the holidays, wasn't it?
I'm so happy that Terry was able to help out Santa and make things extra magic.
Ah, indeed he did, Gary. Oh, what about you, listeners? Can you think of a time when you had to do something you weren't sure you could do? And how did you feel when you tried?
Or what about a time where you got to give something to someone? Did it make your heart sing?
Oh, that's a good one too, Gary. You know, gee, I guess there are a lot of takeaways here. Kind of like gifts under a tree.
Yeah. Or a moose and a unicorn under a mistletoe.
Gary, oh. Distance! Now, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca.
Yep, because you never know what the Story Store has in store.
The Story Store is a production by CBC Kids and CBC Podcasts. Give us a rating on iTunes and tell us what you loved.
Yes, do it, do it, do it!
Mm-hmm. The series is produced by Andrew Hicks, Emily Houghton, Carly Watt, and Lisa Wisnowski.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
The Santa Stand-In was written by Andrew Hicks.
I'm so proud of Andrew.
Judy Ziegu is our digital producer.
Merry Christmas to you, Judy.
Recording, sound design, and mixing by Ron Searles.
Yeah.
Music scored by Jordan Armstrong.
Made me feel all jingly.
With performances by Todd Doldersome, Jason Hopley, and Kira Hall.
I love those guys.
Tina Verma is the senior producer of CBC Podcasts. Arif Narani is the executive producer. Marie McCann is the senior director of children's content for CBC Kids.
Ho, ho, ho to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to Addison for the perfectly amazing story request and to our listeners who want to know how Rudolph got his red nose. I have one word for you. Beets.
Yum.
Please visit cbc.ca/thestorystore for more details.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.